morning. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open session.
Open session has been stated. The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking an interpretation of the league's constitution bylaws, seeking a hardship petition under the special conditions eligibility provisions of the league's bylaws, or seeking relief to a sanction or fine imposed by the league for a violation committed.
We are seeking relief.
Sanction relief has been stated. Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves? If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Blunt, principal of Emerald High School. I have with me our athletic director, Mr. Timothy McMahon, our head football coach, Mr. Tad DeBose, our district superintendent, Dr. Steve Glenn, and our district's attorney, Mr. Scott Winburn, and I'm going to turn it over to present our case now.
Well, again, what I wanted to say, I guess, to sort of reiterate is, you know, to acknowledge the difficult task I presented you guys with a brief, the difficult task the league had with trying to get sports back on track during the pandemic. And that's first and foremost, I think, what I'd like to acknowledge. In this case, Emerald High School on August 18th was sanctioned with a quote, illegal practice that allegedly occurred on August 5th, 2020. And the contention here is that the entire legal practice relates to one simple drill. And for those of you, in case you haven't seen it, I do have a video that depicts the drill in question, and I'm happy to play that. I don't know if you all, I'd email it to you. It may be helpful to do that. Sure. Oh, you do have it. We'll play it in just a second. But what I want to point out is the drill that was cited, Commissioner Singleton based his decision, and I quoted, the drill being depicted in the photograph and confirmed by the photographer violates the phase 1.5 return to play guidelines. So again, this came out of a newspaper where two kids who were distanced are facing each other, but both with masks on. There is no dispute that that is what the drill is about. There is no dispute that the players were distanced and they had masks on. And there is no dispute, as far as we're concerned, that the play consists of an active play. And when you compare it to what is allowable based on the guidance provided by the high school league, you cannot reconcile the two. And I'll explain that in a minute. Let me just read you the rule, and again, fully acknowledging the difficulty of the pandemic, but the penalty that is imposed is punitive. No question about that. And just to be clear, you know, just a minute ago, I was a little bit confused about something, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it. The penalties that were proposed by the high school league staff were adopted by you guys. So they are your purview, not, in my view, not fully the high school league. So the decision on the punitive nature of these penalties is your decision, and you can change that, or you can make them more stringent if you wanted to. But I want you to keep that in mind, that you have decided, and maybe this is wise, I don't want to argue with your wisdom here, but that to equate an arguably illegal drill with a whole entire illegal practice whose fine is a $500 fine, which exceeds that of if a coach got kicked out of the game for unsportsmanlike conduct, that would be a $300 fine. So I think that frame of reference is important here. Rule 1.5 for football: no active defensive play may take place within the group when working on offensive drills, and no active offensive play may take place within the group when working on defensive drills. Active play is not defined. What the league had a difficult task, again, of explaining how, for instance, and these are the two drills that I cite in the brief, how five down linemen can hit a sled. These five down linemen are sweating, they're in close proximity to each other, but that's allowable, okay? And that's fine. We're not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying the drill that you're going to see, you can't reconcile the two. And Mr. Associate Commissioner Winsky, you know, provided a thorough answer to these questions on the webinar that they cited as the basis for the ruling. They said, well, you know, we agree that you're going to, you know, not be, you're going to violate the distance rules, let's say with a five-man sled, but as long as you're not there for too long. Likewise, what is allowable under the guidance is a drill where a defensive player presumably holds a pad and an offensive player hits it. And again, the distinction and the caveat is as long as that contact does not last that long, and as long as these players have masks on, that's okay. However, it is deemed, this drill that I'm going to show you is deemed an offensive or an active offensive play by the league, and we wholeheartedly disagree here. In the drill, you have one player that is running in a straight line, and you have one player who is running backwards, and they call it a hip flip, I believe. And so the teaching moment here for the drill is to teach defensive backs how to flip their hips and run. And you change from a back pedal to a full run. And we contend that that is not an active defensive play. And I think most importantly, Commissioner Singleton in his letter cited this explanation from Mr. Winsky provided. And again, acknowledging the difficulty of threading this needle, the question was not, can you have one-on-one drills? The question was, essentially, can you have skeleton drills with linebackers and defensive backs? That's not what happened here. And the coach can explain it better than I can, but you don't have a skeleton drill, and you don't have a ball. If you're going to have an active play, you need a ball. If you're going to have an active defensive play, you need a defender trying to impede the runner. You need to have a runner trying to evade a defender. You do not have any of those elements here, and it is not defined, and we believe that the sanction is unwarranted, we believe it's punitive, and we believe it's not outlined in the rules. And I just wanted to excerpt it for your ease of reference, that particular question that is cited in Commissioner Singleton's ruling. And the question was, can football use defensive backs, plural, and or linebackers, plural, to work on covering the drop zones while receivers run routes, provided they all stay 6 feet apart? That was the question posed during the webinar. The answer is no. That would be an active defensive play. If a receiver is routed into the flat, and I'm excerpting here, I'm happy to have y'all watch the whole thing, just doing it for ease of reference, we're going to violate the 6 feet pretty quick. It is defense versus offense there. Again, the description is of a skeleton drill where you've got whole sets of defensive backs and whole sets of linebackers. That's certainly how I interpret it, and I believe our folks did too. And he goes on, we are really trying to keep it to individual skill development, not team development. That would be phase two, when teams actually are interacting with each other from an offensive and defensive standpoint. Again, this drilling question, they maintained distance, they kept their mask on, and it was based on a photograph. Finally, I think, you've already heard from us in the other appeal about the fine, but I would reiterate, you're fining a team for a drill where otherwise, even if they did commit the infraction, let's say they violated the 6 feet rule one time, you're essentially saying to the public, you had an illegal practice, not an illegal drill, but a whole practice, and therefore you lose a practice, you lose a scrimmage. And these kids have been in lockdown, like the rest of us, as I mentioned before. They come in, and these practices and scrimmages are important, just as you would imagine. And to penalize them for an entire practice, I would say, violates your own, the executive committee guidelines on penalties. If you read them, it goes down the list. It goes from $100 to $200 to $300. And again, you're gonna fine a coach for terrible conduct. $300. You're going to find this team who has tried their best to maintain social distancing in good faith with the rules to keep kids safe for a whole practice. And that may be the wisdom of the committee, but I would argue that is punitive in nature considering the totality of the circumstances. So with that, I would like to turn it over to Superintendent Glenn to share some comments.
Thank you, sir. Again, thank you for having us. I know I don't look like a defensive back, but I played defensive back at Mars Hill College a long time ago. And honestly, the only reason I have an education is because I was able to go play college football. Sports means a whole lot to me, a whole lot to our whole district. This is the first time I've ever been to one of these also. I'm like Coach Miner. And, I'm learning as I go. I understand what the penalty is. It's the minimum. I get that. I understand all that. But, for me, we're in a 1.5. The main goal for 1.5 was to keep our kids safe and not spread corona, right? I think everybody can agree to that. We at Emerald, they have 85 people, coaches and players. And during our 1.0 to our 1.5, we had 9 positives identified within our football team by DHEC, but we had 0 quarantines by DHEC. Now, those of you who don't know the difference, you're positive by DHEC, they isolate you. Can't do anything about that. You could have got it anywhere. But if it's quarantine violation, it happened at football practice with football kids, and that was not the case. To me, that means my coaches were doing every single thing they could to make sure our kids were safe. This drill in question, when I read it, I said, what's an active play? What is an active play? And I watched the thing. I transcribed the thing. I tried to decide what an active play is. As a defensive back, it's not active unless we're competing. And I know they said it wasn't. It's not about competing. There's no ball. This drill also, Mr. Winsky has stated in there, it's about the improvement of individuals, not about improvement of teams. That was one of the definitions they gave during that time. This is definitely an individual drill, and we're not trying to gain anything. So as a defensive back, I'm back then, I'm turning my hips, and it's over. And I couldn't, as a superintendent, when I read it, and as far as stated, know a little bit about football. Coached a long time. I couldn't find a definition of an active play. And then when we got the letter, I go through, and I read it, and I listen to it, I transcribe it, and I still can't tell you exactly what a defensive active play is. We did our job. My coaches did their job because our kids were kept safe. They were not quarantined at that place and at that particular time. That was early August. We were just happy to have our kids back. And some people questioned why I allowed them to come back. And for me, especially in our district, it's more important to have those kids with our coaches around our people than it is in the street getting in trouble. So that's the reason we were there. We were very thankful that the possible Lee Riles would come back. That's our stance. I don't feel like it was ever defined. This is definitely not a play to me, and I can't find anything that says that it would be a play.
You want to show them? Sure. This is what was presented in the initial appeal, and there's no dispute as to this depicts the
yards off of him. That's 10, 12 feet, 15 feet for 6 yards. That math's not very good, is it? That'd be 18 feet, 6 yards, but with mask on. Again, they, as a staff, went to excruciating pains to try to make sure that he did not pass for contract to COVID, and that was the reason for the 1.5.
Coach?
Hello, y'all. I'm Coach Tad Bowes. I'm the new head football coach at Emerald High School. Once of all, I thank you for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to come down here and discuss this with y'all. The drill that you see, that you just witnessed and saw, it was not a 7-on-7 situation. It was a one-on-one hip flip. We try to teach the defensive back to line up 6 yards off of him, 1 yard outside. He moves, we go, we're backpedaling. He gets within the 4-yard bubble, we flip our hips and run to keep leverage. And that's what we were doing. A photographer is at our practice. He stands behind the guy who's not even a receiver, he's a defensive back, and he takes the picture. That's what got turned in. That's what we're sanctioned for. $500, I'm a new head football coach in a new program. I lose a day of practice, and I lose a old, so important scrimmage with my kids who now, because of COVID, we've already lost two teams within our region, and we're having to play next week, and I've had one scrimmage. And this, I've been doing this for 28 years. And I am so respectful of the league. I'm a former athletic director. I've sat on a bunch of committees with a bunch of different people. And I really feel like these sanctions are a little harsh. I don't feel like we violated anything. Me as a head football coach and a former athletic director, I try to follow the rules as best as possible. I knew doing this drill during our practice schedule, I made sure there was no football involved in the drill. Because in my mind, in order to be an offense or a defense, you've got to have a football. The offense possesses the ball. We did not throw a football for the receiver to go get. We didn't throw a football for the defensive back to go get. We did not put a football in it for the simple fact there's no offense or defense with no football. All we're doing is flipping our hips and running. Picture taking, sanctioned, it's hard for me to stomach. But if y'all, as y'all hear our appeal, if it be y'all's will, then we'll take those sanctions and roll with it, and we'll learn. But I appreciate the opportunity to share. Once again, I appreciate everything y'all do for high school sports.
I think that that's all we have. Any questions, we'd be happy to answer.
Okay. So I'm going to, not if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to, just Ms. Blount?
Blount.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Ms. Blount, do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
Yes.
Very well. At this time, we'll open the floors to questions.
On how this is an active play or how that would be defined as an active play. To me, when I see that, that is, I think an agility drill would be a better term. I mean, this is a drill, as a defensive-minded guy, you're not thinking about an offensive versus defense. It solely is about leverage. It's about working on your back pedal. You'll have a line of DBs. One guy comes out, it's cover three, you're inside leverage 5 yards off, you're back pedaling. I mean, as a coach, I've been telling my guys, do an inside release, outside release. It wasn't about ball. It was just about when I'm weaving, keeping my leverage either inside or outside. Once he breaks my cushion, I mean, get your hip open and turn and run. I mean, it's not really an offensive
decision.